This morning, as I was scripting my ad libs, they're all there, by the way. I had a knock on the door. It was a strange knock because usually in my morning's duties, I await the postman. And we all know the postman or the courier has a particular type of knock. You know, it's not, it's a bit more like that because they want you to answer the door because time is money and otherwise they have to leave you a Saki red calling card, don't they? But this one was a little bit weedy. It was kind of like that. And I thought, there's somebody at the door. There's somebody at the door. And it was people trying to sell me their religion, shall we say. Now, nothing against that, really. We can all believe what we like. Some of us choose not to believe anything at all. But I thought, you know, these things are part of life. You know, if you're going out and about, you know, you kind of expect to get stopped in the high street by someone, whether it's religion or a survey, or they're trying to get your money because they want to look after a cat with a gammy leg, you know, stuff like that. But when it's your doorway, your garden path, your driveway, on your doorstep, wearing out the batteries of your doorbell or banging on the front door, wearing out that knocker, I think it kind of makes things a bit more on your terms. And I know there's a script and they're kind of selling you stuff at the end of the day. They do drive a hard bargain. But what really got me was the fact that in today's society of no meaning no, the conversation was, it was all very polite because I'm, you know, why didn't you just slam the door on their faces, Charlie, and tell them to go away? Well, here's the thing, you know, I'm kind of a nice person at heart. You know, if someone's nice to me, I'm nice back. And even if I'm not interested in what they're selling or telling me in the slightest, I'll at least give them a chance, you know? As I say, it was all very polite, but very insistent. Do you ever think about, no, can I just give you this? No. Two women, two very nice middle-aged women against me, and I almost lost. And I can't imagine it's easy for people like that. Whatever it is, even if you are going around people's houses asking for money for a good cause, you know, I'm all for a cat, a dog, an occasional donkey, but I can't imagine it's a very pleasant task having the door slammed on your face and, you know, sometimes being told to foxtrot Oscar. But a very polite, no thank you, I'm not interested. I'm quite happy with what I believe. So that was this morning, but it always makes me wonder about, maybe we should have smart doorbells. So when a person comes up to the door and presses the button, it fingerprints them, looks up an online database, and rather than going, bing dong, it actually announces who it is. So the postman is on record, so press the button, postman's here, come and get the post. Or catalogue delivery. That slinky back number that you've bought that's three sizes too small. Or don't answer it, you won't like this one. That's what we need. But the best we've got to go on is the random knock. Now, if it's three very loud clatters on the knocker, it's the postman. If it's something a little bit more weedy, then you know it's probably someone trying it on.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.